State and local officials want Dane County residents to drive less, get rid of old lawnmowers, and turn down the air conditioner. So-called environmental action teams will spread the word with the help of people like Madison resident Keith Pierce.
We're definitely interested and excited about meeting with neighbors and sharing ideas with neighbors and getting together with neighbors to come up with new ways to make a smaller impact on the environment and still live a good life.
Dane County's air is decent now, but State Natural Resources Secretary Scott Hassett says it's approaching the point where it could soon become bad for people's health.
Unlike the good ozone in the stratosphere that protects us from ultraviolet radiation, bad ozone at ground level is harmful to young children, elderly, people with asthma and other respiratory diseases, and even active adults who work or exercise outdoors.
If Dane County were to get on a list with 10 others that have unsafe ozone levels, people could be required to get car emission checks, and gas stations might have to sell expensive fuel that pollutes less. One half the area's ozone comes from vehicles, and 6% comes from lawn equipment, according to Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk.
An old two-stroke pre-1997 lawnmower emits in just 1 hour the equivalent pollution of a car driving 140 miles.
Clean air alerts will be announced on hot sunny days when conditions are ripe for creating ozone. The city of Madison will offer free bus rides on the first 5 clean air action days. Police also plan to crack down on motorists who go too fast because emissions increase along with speed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.